My name's Sarah Savoy, and I play Cajun music. I'm from Louisiana in America.
Sarah, you play Cajun music. In a nutshell, what is Cajun music?
Oh, Cajun music is the folkloric and traditional music of the Cajuns. The Cajuns left France to colonize Acadia in Canada in 1604, and then they got kicked out, and I won't say by whom, in 1755, and they moved down to Louisiana. And so it's kind of French, it's kind of Canadian, it's very much Louisianian, and it's mixed with a lot of Creole music and some Native American, so it's a lot of screaming and foot tapping also, and loud accordion and loud singing. And it's party music. It's like 90% waltzes and two steps, and then we have some blues songs. And then there's some other kind of crazy Creole rhythms that much better accordion players than myself do. All of our history is told through our music, and we even give recipes for our food through our music and everything else. So it's very important for our culture.
J'ai passé les jours sur mes genoux pour lui faire une belle maison. Et j'ai pleuré sur mes genoux quand t'étais tout le temps méchant. À soir, je me trouvais sur mes genoux quand tu laisses boucher. Et j'ai prié au bon Dieu que ta reine me maltraitait.
Sarah Savoy, your latest album, it's called Shaped Like a Boot.
Mm-hmm.
We've opened this program with In the Barn. Now perhaps a second track that you'd like us to hear.
So Invis sur mes genoux would be a nice example of a ballad that's kind of different.
And of course you sing that in French.
Yes, almost everything's sung in Cajun French, because the music's also a way of guarding the language, because it almost disappeared 30 years ago, so that's very important.
J'étais sur mes genoux quand tu m'as dit tu voulais plus rester. Et sur mes genoux avec nos enfants qui a préparé. J'ai prié sur mes genoux, tu reviendras à la maison.
How did you get into that music?
My dad makes accordions. And he's kind of known as like the best Cajun accordion maker and player in the world. My mom met him through the music, and she moved down to Louisiana, and they started playing Cajun music together. So I didn't really have a choice. They were playing music at the house all the time with like all of Cajun music's greatest legends.
Like
Dewey Balfa and Michael Doucet and Steve Riley and Wade Frugier and Cheese Reed, and the list goes on. My parents were really, really vital to the renaissance of this, of the music, of the culture, the importance and the popularity of it. My dad's always been kind of a militant for that. And I guess growing up with him, we all eventually chose our own way to revive it in our own right. I didn't really want to play music, so that's why I didn't really jump into it for a while. I just kind of eventually fell flat on my face playing Cajun music, so...
But no regrets.
Not at all, no, I'm happy as hell.
Quelle étoile? What star?
It's a two-step and it sounds really happy. And it's one of those two-steps that's kind of misleading because it sounds happy and you want to dance. But then it's about a man who's standing out in his backyard looking up at the sky. And he's looking at the stars and asking his wife, "What star in the sky are you tonight? Because I'm so miserable here without you." It's really sad and I have goosebumps. It's like from the early 50s.
You're working mainly with French musicians in your band?
One's American, one's Canadian, and two of them are French. So we're a big mix.
Yeah, a good mix.
Just like Cajun music is.
Exactly. And how are you sort of seen by the French? I mean, do you feel at home here? Do you feel that they understand where you're coming from?
They make fun of my accent a lot. But whatever, I make fun of theirs. And my French is the true French because it's from 1600s, and so they can like speak Parisian all they want to. For me, the most important thing about playing Cajun music is that we all have fun together, and so that's definitely working for this band.
Laissez-les pour les bébés, l'eau pour les cocodrilles, limonade pour le lendemain matin, et moi je bois le whisky, attention ma baby. Oh,
when you're back in Louisiana, I mean, how are the Cajun people seen back there?
By other Louisianians?
Yeah.
The reason the album is called Shaped Like a Boot is because Louisiana is shaped like a boot. So the calf part of the boot, the top of it, the tube part, would be kind of like the Yankees for us already, even though it's still very, very deep south. But they're very, very American. And we say that we're American by birth, but Cajun by the grace of God. The toe of the boot would be like New Orleans and all that, and Baton Rouge, so a lot of blues and jazz music. And so where we are is kind of like the heel and the ankle of the boot, and it's called Acadiana today, where we all speak French, we all play Cajun music. And so to us, we just walk around going, oh, life is good, I'm so happy to be Cajun.
But do you say, la vie est belle, je suis content d'être Cajun?
Yeah, that we write songs about it. La vie est belle, la vie est bonne, je suis content d'être en Cajun, de Grand Church Point. There are lots of songs about how proud we are of who we are.
Is French taught in schools, though?
It is, yeah. Like, I mean, my dad's generation, they were forbidden to speak French at school. And so that's another reason why it almost died out in the 80s. And so now everybody understands how vital it is to, even to the whole U.S., because we're like one of the very few gems. It's like us and then like the Tex-Mex people. And otherwise, America's got nothing. The Americans think we're kind of, like, weird that we speak French and all, but then also they are crazy to, like, come down and join us, you know, and let loose and drink some whiskey at 9 o'clock in the morning and roll around in mud, you know, why not? So it's a beautiful culture. It's not just partying all the time. And very folkloric. We share our stories and we love talking to people and very warm people.
Sarah Savoy, thank you very much for talking to us today.
Well, thank you very much to y'all, too.
La vie, elle est sur la première.